The song Lift Every Voice and Sing has long been regarded within the African American community as the Black national anthem. Its lyrics reflect a life of struggle, but also perseverance and faith. Many, like retired Army veteran Harrison Jenkins, first learned the song in school.
I knew Lift Every Voice and Sing when we were in middle school.
In the late 1980s, Jenkins was a high school student. He sang on his school's chorus, where it was mandatory to learn the song in its entirety.
Lift every voice and sing, show up in heaven ring, ring with the harmony of liberty. To sing that song, it was pride behind it because we were predominantly Black school from middle to poor economic class. That song was like a unity song for us.
Jenkins attended school in the small town of St. Stephen in Berkeley County. More than half the population in the mostly rural area is African American, and many are not far removed from the struggles historically experienced within this demographic, like sharecropping.
When I was growing up in Pineville, we still had cotton fields. We used to pick cucumbers. I used to pick tobacco as a kid growing up. I lost my first fingernail on a tobacco trailer.
Selena Alston also sang on the St. Stephen High School chorus.
We had to learn what the stanzas meant. We had to learn what the words meant. It helped me to see that even though we were enslaved, we are this group of people that had been oppressed, you know, we come out of it.
She says the song's unifying power wasn't only felt with African-American students.
We did have white people and other nationalities on the choir, and they learned it right alongside with us. One of the lyrics is like, ring with the harmonies of liberty. It's not just our voice singing this song. We're harmonizing with everyone.
It's that same element of unity Congressman James Clyburn is hoping the song will have for other communities across the country.
The words of the song can fit almost any group of people that have come to this country in search of liberty and justice.
Clyburn represents South Carolina's 6th congressional district, which includes the town of St. Stephen. He recently filed a bill to make Lift Every Voice and Sing a national hymn.
Since my teenage years, I've always felt that a national recognition of Lift Every Voice and Sing would be appropriate.
He says from the start of his tenure in the U.S. House of Representatives, he wanted to introduce legislation that would recognize the song. After almost 3 decades in Congress and with a seemingly divided country, he says now is the time.
On this vote, the ayes are 232. The nays are 197.
On January 13th, the House voted to impeach Donald Trump for the second time, a move many argued would further divide the country. That same day, Clyburn's bill, H.R. 301, was introduced. When asked,
in your gut, do you believe that there's enough existing unity for passage to be successful?
The congressman used Trump's impeachment trial to help make his case for a national hymn.
In my gut, yes, because it is there. The problem we have in these matters is the same thing you've got going on with this impeachment. Impeachment is a judicial issue, but it's also a political issue. I don't know that you should be reluctant to propose legislation because the politics is not quite right to do it. You propose it if you find there's a need for it, and you hope that you can make the arguments going forward that will bring enough support along to get the legislation approved.
After introduction in the House, the bill was referred to the House Committee on the Judiciary. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady in Columbia.